This is Heather Markell, founder of the Bullbuster Cafe, where we bust through our personal bullshit by grabbing the truth by the horns and empowering our lives. Welcome to another episode of The Lies I Tell Myself to Keep on Living the Wrong Life. And what I'm talking about here are the lies that we use in everyday life to convince ourselves that we're happy when we're actually not. These lies that we tell ourselves, they help us to really remain stuck and then to feel justified taking absolutely no action at all to change our circumstance and just stay stuck in limbo. You know, it's always easier to come up with a story than it is to admit that you're full of shit and take action to change your life. Today's lie is, I can't. This is probably top of my list for lies that we tell ourselves. You know, it's interesting to me that as children, it's all about I can. We can do anything. Anything is possible. Imagination is there. Imagination is logical. It makes sense. I mean, you could see flying, you know, flapping your arms and ending up in another country or something. Anything is possible. I'm not sure at what age it is that we suddenly stop believing in ourselves, or is it money? Is it responsibility? Is it family that suddenly we use these things to convince ourselves that dreams are no longer possible? I'm not sure, but, you know, it's just so frustrating anytime we say, I can't, because it's full of bull. The truth is we can. It's just that we're using stories to say, I can't. So, you know, I can't go to the gym. Yes, you can. You can absolutely walk your butt over there and go. But you're going to say, oh, I'm too tired. I've got to do this. I got to get up early tomorrow. Whatever you come up with, these are all just stories you're telling yourself to justify not going to the gym. If you have a dream that you're sitting there saying, I can't do it. It would be really nice, but I can't. Probably whatever circumstance you're in now, you're just using that as a story to keep you from taking the first step to whatever that dream is. I'm not saying you're going to have your dream overnight. I mean, bless you. Good for you if you do, because I'm sure it is possible that you could. But if it's not, then every day you could be making a step towards whatever that final dream is that you have. So today's call to action is to step out of I can't and into I can. Start looking at in everyday life, catch yourself when you say, oh, I can't do that, I can't be that, I can't dream that, I can't be that, whatever it is. Just whenever you use the words I can't, I want you to catch yourself and write down the sentence that you were about to say or that you did say. And then really look at it. Is it really that you can't? Or is it that you won't? Or is it that you're creating other stories or priorities to take you away from the things that you can do? And this concludes another episode of The Lies I Tell Myself to Keep on Living the Wrong Life. You can learn more about the Bullbuster Cafe and strategies to kick the bull in your life at www.thebullbustercafe.com. Until next time, this is Heather Markell. Bye-bye.